to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Hey, Karen.
Yes, Jennifer.
Let's get our groove on.
Fancy, you should say that.
Yes.
Because the interesting thing about it is, yes, we would like to get a groove on. However, there's a very fine line between a groove and a rut.
Yep.
And the big thing here is not getting stuck in a rut. And you might be sitting here and going, wait a minute, time out. How the heck does this connect with a growth mindset and a fixed mindset? It does. Because if you think about it, actually, now that I'm saying this, a rut will have you in a fixed mindset. And grooves, like when you're in your groove, that is really about a growth mindset. So, all right, real quick. And the growth and the fix. Let's just say you're going skiing, right? You're going skiing and you're at the top of the mountain and it's the, you know, you're at this amazing mountain and it just snowed, right? You got like a foot of fresh powder and there's no other ski tracks, right? So there's, so guys, Jen is sitting here acting this whole thing out and expecting me not to laugh. I wish that we were on camera right now.
I was doing like little snowfall, looking out at the top of the mountain, looking for my track. I'll stop now so that you can stay focused. But there's no way down, Care. You're at the top of the mountain. Go.
Well, the way down is just down. So but what happens here is just imagine this new snow. And you jump on your skis and you just go. And you love the run. And then you go up to the top of the mountain again. And you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I want to go down this hill again. And now you're actually like, I want to go down that same trail, right? I want to go the same way. So what happens is, let's just say you go down almost essentially the same way. You're starting to create a little bit of a groove, right? Then again, you're going to go down again because you loved it so much. But the thing here is you start to develop grooves, right? You're in your groove, which is good, but there's a fine line between a groove and a rut. So when you get in a rut, it's just you're getting stuck. Right? You're getting stuck sometimes and you can't get out of the rut because now your skis are in this rut and it's like, oh my gosh, if I get out of it, then I'm going to fall, right? Then I'm going to get hurt. Okay. If my ski goes one way, it's just like, wait a second. I'm not in that kind of groove anymore. So it's like all your focus and your attention goes into, oh my gosh, I need to make sure that I go down in these same ruts. But you might be saying, well, how does this have to do really with growth and fixed mindset? Is because our brains do the same thing. And what we want to talk a little bit about today, because we've been talking about your fixed mindset and your growth mindset. And very often people say, hey, well, okay, how do I really build a growth mindset? And we can't just say, okay, well, we'll go get it, right? Or just go have it. And what we want you to really do is we want you to start to think about different things on how you can actually build a growth mindset. And one of them is to just reflect, right? To really just think about, you know, believing in yourself. You know, you can learn things. You're open to learning new things. And then the next thing, what I think is really, really important is we need to touch on a little bit of neuroplasticity. And so neuroplasticity, right, is our brains are constantly being shaped by our experiences, right? We all have different behaviors. We all have different thoughts. You know, we all have different feelings, actions. And we really do have a different brain, essentially, like different things or thoughts and things are going through our heads than, let's say, 20 years ago or so. And it really is what happens is it changes. Like, you can change your brain. You can create new thoughts. You can create new neural pathways. So if you think about, right, think about your thoughts, you can have thoughts that are going to create your feelings, that are going to create your actions, but all your new thoughts create neural pathways. And we want to be able to change because the new neural pathways actually create new experiences for you and actually help your brain I don't say grow because I don't want you to get all like thinking like your brain's going to grow out of your head, but it creates the gray matter that allows you to really create, to have your brain working a little bit more for you instead of getting stuck in that rut. So it's really is about the muscle building part of the brain and the things that we do, right? We're going to get better at, we're going to get stronger at, we're going to get, you know, get excited about. So there's five different ways for you to increase your neuroplasticity. All right, so you can actually change your brain. And the first one is exercise. So exercise is a great way for you to actually change your brain.
You know, it's so true, Kira. There are so many times when, let's say I am just, you know, frustrated or irritated or not creative. One of my go-to methods to flip that is to go move my body, right? Walk around the neighborhood, go for a run, shake things up. But just in one time, I can feel the shift. So it is one of my number one go-to for in-the-moment change that needs to happen. Long-term, you know, you can just imagine what the effects are. But I share that because there are times, Kira, that you have said to me, I think you need to go outside and move your body a bit, right? I think your attitude needs to go running. And so that was a big laugh, but it's true because you know me well. And so I agree. Not only is it a mood changer, but it changes the neuroplasticity in your brain so that you have that ability to build that gray matter to be able to try new things, learn new things.
Another thing that's really important is nutrition. So think about it. All right. So let's just say hypothetically that last night you ate like 4 pieces of pizza. You drank like 3 or 4 beers. You had, you know, ice cream and you topped it off with not the ice cream, but you topped it all off with French fries. Now, how do you think you're going to actually feel today? Right? You're probably not going to feel really good, right? You're going to feel sluggish. And it's interesting because that lack of nutrition is not helping your new neural pathways. So what I'm really saying here is your nutrition is really important. It's about getting those omega-3 fatty acids. It's about eating what comes from the ground. It's about eating non-processed foods. It's about really seeing, okay, what are the fresh fruits and the vegetables and the fish? And, you know, I know some people are not pro meat, but some people, hey, like what's that iron, you know, that you can actually get in your body? But putting really good fuel into your body is going to help with that neuroplasticity.
Well, and it's interesting because not only is there the alertness and the being focused and all those things that help our brain, but even think about, so let's go to that food menu you just shared about if you ate that yesterday. The moment you feel sluggish, tired, whatever, how much of a fixed mindset in that moment do you even have, right? Of just, I can't do anything. I don't want to do anything. Things feel too hard. I don't want to put in the effort. I just kind of want to hang out here and sort of get out of my food coma. And so not only when you think about these things, not only does it help you be ready for a growth mindset in the moment, but it's retraining your brain to be able to build a growth mindset.
That's interesting because now it has me thinking, like, where does food coma come from? Right? You just said it puts you in a food coma. So I wonder what's going on in your brain then that even correlates to a food coma because it just, well, it just does.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious about that. Okay. Next thing. Third thing is sleep. So your body really kind of wants between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night. So that's if you can get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep, and I know that a lot of people are like, I would never get that much. And some people are like, hey, that's not enough for me. But ideally, to build new neural pathways, you want to get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. Anything over there you want to throw in?
No,
there?
I love sleep. Beauty. I'm a big fan of sleep. Sleep is my friend. I love it. And when I don't have enough of it, definitely I feel foggy. I don't feel clear. I feel tired and not creative. So it's that brain needs that time to rest and rebuild.
All right. The next thing is meditation. All right. Get your Zen on, Borley. And the thing here is if you think about meditation, this is something that we've known now for years and years and years. This is something that actually really helps you focus. It helps you stay on track. And it's one of the things that has a cumulative effect. So if you meditate today, you're going to get more out of it tomorrow, and then you'll get more out of it the next day and more out of it the next day. And so often we hear from so many people is, I don't have time to meditate. Well, those are the people who really need it the most, because meditation does allow you to get, think about it, right? You get more fired up. You get more goal-driven. You could just be like, you know, it could be like a superpower for you if you just spend that extra time in that meditation zone.
Got nothing.
No. But even think about it, Jen, right? Like, you started your own meditation challenge. So it's important, right? It's important because you know the benefits of it. So it almost allows you to get connected a little bit more to it, since you do know the benefits of it.
You know, it's funny you say that, because during COVID lockdown, whatever you want to call it, safer at home, but especially, you know, in March, April, and May, Karen and I were doing all sorts of new stuff, which she's going to talk about novelty in a moment. However, you know, I was doing my ukulele lessons. We were doing puzzles, all sorts of things. And I thought, you know what? If I play my cards right, I can come out with a regular meditation practice from this. And it wasn't probably until about May that I said, I need to really use this time. I want to use this time to be able to figure that out. I'm not 100% perfect with it, but I have meditated more in 2020 than I have any other year of my life. So I do see the benefits of it. My creativity can go through the roof. My finding solutions when I'm not even looking for them. And the most available energy we ever have is in the present moment. And that's what the meditation is for. So I already feel the neuroplasticity changing in my brain just since I have been dedicated to it more in 2020.
Love it. Good. Fabulous. All right. And the final thing, the fifth thing to increase your neuroplasticity is novelty. So your brain likes new things. It likes to try different things. It goes, you know, you create new neural pathways that way. So our recommendation on this is try something new, right? Here's a big thing, right? Don't use Waze when you get in the car, right? Turn the GPS off in the car and just go somewhere. Take a look at a map beforehand and then figure it out. Drive a different way to work. Well, maybe now since a bunch of us are working at home, but so drive a different way to the grocery store, right? Drive a different way to, you know, see whoever it is that you're going to go see, of course, keeping socially distant and responsible, but go a different way. This is going to sound funny, but like, don't use a calculator. You know, try to just take those numbers and whatever, add them up, subtract them, multiply them, divide them. I don't do a whole heck of a lot else with them, but don't use a calculator. And one of the other things that's funny is that a couple of years ago, Jen and I did this big brain experiment, and we actually learned to juggle. And it took practice, right? We did this brain experiment for 30 days, but by the end of the 30 days, we both had learned how to juggle. So, you know, it's, again, how do you want to create new neural pathways? Who knows? Maybe you want to do a puzzle. Hey, maybe you want to paint. Maybe you want to take guitar lessons or some kind of instrument or something along those lines. But get your brain going in a different direction.
Love it. So, yeah, these are tips on how to be able to build into that growth mindset through developing neuroplasticity. We've come a long way this month with the growth and fixed mindset. And we started with who, Karen?
Sam and Nick are brothers.
That's right. And so thank you for being a part of this, and we will see you soon.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our No BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.